Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:31 on Thursday, April 17th. We are live and ready to get things going this morning. I'm just going through some of the text messages from yesterday. And man, you guys get mad if we're not here.
Like, do they really?
Like, some, like, why are you guys not there live? Like, they're really mad. I was sick yesterday, you guys. I'm so sorry. I was sick. I had to use a sick day. When that happens, we will usually, like, replay some of the bits that we've done before, and like legit people are like screaming at us like,
stop, I'm gonna,
like,
check it out right now.
Gosh, I'm so sorry. I was sick and I'm better now, so yeah, we're here live, but God forbid the girl takes a sick day.
And don't say like, don't say sorry for being sick.
I know. I do that. I literally texted you that I was sorry, and I have this problem with, I do that, and you know, I went to the doctor, and we are getting me back on track, and excuse me, but yeah, it was on Tuesday night into Wednesday, probably like 11 o'clock, I started getting really bad headaches, and I was like, oh my gosh, and then I just started feeling nauseous, and then it was probably about like 1 or 2 that I got sick, and then it was like at that point where there's nothing left in your stomach, but your body is still going through the motions, you know?
Yes.
And I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to go in tomorrow. And I waited. I was like, maybe once I get this all out of my system, I'll be back to normal. But it wasn't like stopping. It was a really weird situation. So sorry, not sorry, but just so you know, like that's why we were not here yesterday.
It shows how much you were loved, one, but two, it's like,
oh,
give
no,
us a
they
break.
Seem pretty mad.
Do you? I'm trying to find that text message. Is maybe towards the beginning of the day when they found out.
I'm trying to go through. I was just like, dang, I'm sorry.
Yesterday when I woke up to your text message, I was like, oh no, sick. And I'm like thinking, like, she's probably in the bathroom as we speak. And just thinking about you, I was like, darn. I'm like, is there something that happened, or it just kind of came out of the blue?
Yeah, it was kind of vague. I was just like, I'm sick, I'm sorry, I can't come in.
Yeah.
It's so funny though, because this is how you know I was really out of it. So I text you to let you know, and I put you and our boss on it. And you know when you like write people's names, I have an iPhone, it will kind of bring up every chat that they're a part part of. I included the chat with our general manager. I was like, I sent it and I didn't realize it. And then I went back and looked. I'm like, why did I put our GM on that? I was like, oh my gosh. So then I text the TV station because I was supposed to work the TV station too yesterday. And I just go to text my boss, just her. It pulled up a group chat with me and one of the assistants, like just random, 3 o'clock in the morning. Hi, I'm not coming in today. And I'm sure the assistant's like, why are you sending me this?
She don't care.
I was like, and then that's, I realized it. So I unsent that message.
Okay.
And then resent it to just my boss. And I kept doing that all day yesterday. I had to send an email to you and our boss. Well, STE is the same three letters that begin with our one of our big boss's names. So I'm like, why hasn't Steph written me back? I texted you. I'm like, did you get my email? You're like, no. I went and looked. I'm like, oh my God, I sent it to the wrong person. I was like, what is wrong with me?
You're sick. Give yourself some grace, first of all. And second of all, I know you said you're feeling better and that you went to the doctor. How did the doctor, what did he say? Did he give you medication?
Well, I mean, it's a lot. So you don't want me to go into all
really?
The details.
Okay.
But yeah, like he did give me some medication. And so I was there for like an hour and a half of just kind of trying to figure out what's going on with me, but all is good and
good.
We are on the road to recovery. So yeah, it's just, it was a kind of a rough one yesterday, but we're back and we are live and I'm just super excited that we are back in life.
You can't tell that you were sick, by the way. You look like
really?
You look fine. If you're faking it, you're great. It's
good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm glad you're back. I really was a little worried about you yesterday, but I was like, give her some space. I was like, I wanted to text you, like, are you okay? Do you need anything? And I didn't want to be that overbearing friend.
I appreciate that because, you know, honestly, I don't have a lot of people like that in my life, you know? And so I really do appreciate when you check in on me and stuff like that. It does mean a lot. So no, don't ever think that it makes me feel loved when someone cares enough to check up on me like that.
But when you reply and then you know we're in a random group chat, so I'm like, maybe I should have.
Right? Like our general manager care. I mean, she does care, don't get me wrong, but it was like she did not need to be on that group chat. So yeah, it's gonna be a good one today. We've got a lot going on, a lot to catch up on, a lot of cool prizes to give away. I saw a lot of texts. People are like, are you guys still giving away those Stevie Nicks tickets? Yes, we have those. We'll give those away around 7:30 with the Mega Minute. So let's kick off the show. Let's get things started with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Jump Around by House of Pain? I can't make it down. I can't make it down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Do you want to hear Closing Time by Semisonic?
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time.
Or do you want to hear Country Grammar by Nelly? Going down, down, baby. Your street in the rain. Come on. Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do that by voting on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Wherever you go.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Coachella Weekend 2 is kicking off tomorrow. I know a lot of people are excited to see what these artists are going to do that came from week one to week two. Are they going to change up their sets? Is it going to be the same old thing? And there was something that I picked up on, and I know you picked up on it too, from last weekend, Steph. We were watching the live stream, and something happened during Missy Elliott's set that just had us shaking our heads. It wasn't Missy. She was basically flawless. But the crowd was a completely different story. Her big moment at Coachella, first time headlining the stage, bringing the hits. I mean, hit after hit. You work it. Get your freak on. I mean, lose control. Iconic tracks, right?
Yes.
But if you looked at the crowd, a lot of them, especially Gen Z, looked confused.
Yes.
Barely singing, barely dancing, some just filming with blank faces. And I'm like, This is a legend you are witnessing. What are you doing right now?
It was so disappointing seeing the live stream. And it's like, come on, guys. Read the room, the camera people. Why are you going to these people that don't know Missy Elliott? And it's as if they were hearing these legendary songs of Missy Elliott for the first time. They're like looking around like, oh, this is like they're kind of head bopping, not sure what the lyrics are. So disappointing as a millennial.
They should have, someone needed to give them a crash course on hip hop icons, I think. I mean, they need to study up before they get handed the aux cord at the next function, because these kids clearly had no clue. So if you had to school a Gen Zer, or even what's after Gen Z Alpha,
yeah,
on hip hop legends, who would be a part of your crash course?
Ooh, the first group that I think of that is just legendary in hip hop that my family schooled me on is A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, yes. Pioneers.
Yes.
Like, I mean, the poetic lyrics, mm-hmm. the smooth production.
Kind of the R&B too feel as well.
It was conscious rap, if that makes any sense, you know? Like, they had a message they were sending, and yes. it was really, really good. That is excellent.
It's not about the B's and the H's. It's about what they're really experiencing and their struggles. So I would say A Tribe Called Quest for me.
I would. Okay, so the first group that popped into my head was Outkast. I mean, they probably know Hey Ya, and it's fun, and we love Hey Ya, but I feel like they need to know Miss Jackson, Rosa Parks, and just like how innovative mm-hmm. Andre 3000 and Big Boi really were. I worry that they only know them by Hey Ya, and
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
702-364-9400. Another one that I would definitely put on that list, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Hey, I feel like this is my childhood coming back. Like, just so ahead of their time.
Yes.
I love this group so much, and I play them every first of the month.
Very true. This group reminds me of my brothers back in the day. They schooled me on Bone Thugs.
I love Bone Thugs and Harmony. So, those are big ones for me.
Another one that I think of that was also a surprise guest at Coachella was Queen Latifah.
Oh, yes.
This was a message too. This song, Ladies First. It's just about like the struggles as a black woman.
She came on stage with who?
She came on stage with Megan Thee Stallion.
That's right, because yes. my daughter was watching and she was texting me. She goes, Queen Latifah just came out. She goes, I forgot that she used to be a rapper. I've never heard her rap. And then she wrote back after the performance. She goes, low key, she slaps. I was like, I told you, she is so good. You got to appreciate Queen Latifah.
Yes, good one.
I know. Those are the legends that need to be schooled. And if you are a parent and you love your child, please school them on these artists. We're getting a bunch of texts. Wu-Tang Clan, LL Cool J, Nas. And Lauryn Hill, while we're all speaking of her.
Yeah, both of them. Fugees.
This is, oh my gosh, there's so many.
So many.
Just got this text that says, parents, what are you doing? Do you not love your children? Teach them this stuff. It's mixed.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, April 17th. It's 6:03. So happy to be back in studio. I called out sick yesterday, guys. Sorry. No, I was not feeling good.
Don't be sorry.
I know.
Don't do that.
I just wanted to tell, sorry I didn't give you a heads up. I did not foresee myself being sick. But yes, I was out yesterday. It was funny because I wasn't going to go to the doctor. I was just going to kind of let everything play out. And it was like 1 in the afternoon. I was still not feeling good. So I texted my doctor. I was like, hey, these are my symptoms. Do you think I should come in? Or like, can you get me in? And he's like, yeah, you can be my last appointment of the day. Come in at 4:30. Nice. So I went in and as I got there's people still in the waiting room waiting for their appointment. So I was like, oh, dang, he's running behind today. But it was funny because I noticed this couple that was sitting there, and she, like, do you ever dress James? Do you ever tell him what he has to wear? Because the guy was like yanking at his collar. He was wearing like a kind of like a polo shirt, and he was like yanking at his collar, and he goes, I don't know why you made me wear this stupid shirt. She's like, so you don't look like a bum. And
a bum.
I was like laughing so hard sitting there. And I kept thinking like, do I do that to Matt? Do I make him wear stuff? I think I used to be way more like into that. Like, hey, I got you this shirt, wear this. But I'll never forget one of my girlfriends. Have you seen those t-shirts that some guys will wear that it'll like say their wife or girlfriend's name, like Michelle, and it'll have all pictures of her, like those black t-shirts. She got him one of those,
oh,
and she
God.
Makes him wear that. And I just think it's the funniest thing. Like, do you have you ever been told you have to wear something by someone that you are dating or married to? I think it's so funny when people make their significant others do that.
I think it's funny too, because with James, I never really tell him what to wear, but there is one time that I did say, hey, we got to do this. And it was when we were first starting to date. He's not a big Halloween dresser upper. He doesn't go trick or treat or whatever. He doesn't do costumes or whatever. So I told him, we have a big Halloween event at work and I want you to come. And it's like mandatory for the staff to dress up. And he's like, okay, cool. And he was like, doesn't mean I have to.
Right. Like, yeah. You're working, not me.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I'm like, no, but I want to do a group costume with you. He's like, a group costume or a couple costume? I'm like, yes, easy. So I go online, I show him what I want him to wear, and I'm going to be Tina Belcher from Bob's Burgers. Easy. Glasses, blue shirt, blue skirt. I got him the little sister Louise with the pink bunny ears.
Oh my gosh.
I bought it at like a Hot Topic. I gave it to him. I'm like, I know you got a green shirt. Just put this on.
You're so cruel. You made him wear the bunny ears.
Yes. Yes. I'm like, well, I already have glasses, so it only works out.
It's so funny. Like the ridiculous things that we make our significant others wear. If Matt would tell me, I need you to wear this, I'd be like, are you kidding me? There's no way. But yet if I'm like, hey, I got you this shirt, you need to wear this. He's like, okay.
Yeah, you're looking like a bum.
I know. It's so funny. We have so much coming up on the show this morning. 7 o'clock. It's another round of Beat Mercedes, a $400 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. We've got your Stevie Nicks tickets at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And coming up in just a few minutes, an early edition of Heads Up. We have a $100 Smart and Vital gift card for you. But on the way next, we have What's Trending. Lil Nas X, he's in the hospital, but don't panic. He's keeping it way lighter than we expected. We have details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the Hot Topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Lil Nas X is trending this morning. He's currently in the hospital. He's dealing with some partial facial paralysis, but don't worry. He is definitely keeping things funny right now. He did an Instagram video and he showed us what he wished was a full smile, but only the left side of his face was playing along. Here's what he had to say.
This is me doing a full smile right now, by the way. It's like, what the f***? Bro, I can't even laugh right, bro. What the f***? Oh my God.
He's really keeping his spirits up and he doesn't seem too worried about it. He says he's not mad about it. He said he's so cooked while he's just cracking up about the whole situation. But fans are really worried. And so he posted on his Instagram stories, stop being sad for me. Shake your ASS for me instead.
I love him. He always just has a good vibe in general.
Yeah, he's a very positive person, and only Lil Nas X would handle this with this much energy. He did warn fans. He says, I'm going to look funny for a little bit, but that's it. So don't worry about him too much. This is giving me Bieber vibes. Do you remember when Justin Bieber had the facial paralysis last year from the Ramsey Hunt syndrome?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I wonder if it's something similar. I was reading the comments and some people were mentioning another facial paralysis, and I'm totally spacing.
Is it a palsy?
Bell's palsy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they were mentioning that. So let's hope that he's back to his full smiling self soon. We definitely need his energy. He is just such a sweet guy.
He is.
I don't like seeing anyone in the hospital, but to see him in the hospital so happy and like making people laugh, like, I don't know. There was just something about it that made me laugh.
He said something that I'm trying to get the definition for. Maybe it's Gen Z slang, but he says something about being cooked. I'm so cooked right now. What does that mean?
It's like when you're like, I'm cooked, like I'm dead. Like I, it's like, That or he could be drunk or on drugs, you know.
Okay.
You've never heard a kid say
I have, but then I've also heard them say, let her cook.
It's like, well, okay, like, it's if you're like, I'm cooked, it's like, I'm struggling. I'm like having a hard time. But if you're like, let her cook, that's like, oh my gosh, she's killing it right now. So they're two different cooking versions.
Got it.
One is a good version, one is definitely a bad version, and that is what's trending. Okay, let's do this. It is time to win. We have an early edition of Heads Up for you right now. 702-364-9400 is our number, and we are going to give you a $100 gift card to Smart and Final. That would be so helpful. And if you want to win it right now, all you got to do is play Heads Up, be caller 20. You get to pick your category, and if you get six answers in 60 seconds, the Smart and Final gift card for $100 is yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
David, you're caller 20. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Let's do this. You're going to play Heads Up. We have a $100 gift card for Smart and Final for you. When you win, pick a category. Do you want to go with Poetic Justice, Anime All Day, or Bananarama?
How about Anime All Day?
All right. Anime Day was on Tuesday. These are all things that are associated with anime. Are you familiar? Do you have a little bit of background there?
I mean, very little with anime.
Oh, dang. Me too. But we'll get this. We'll get this. We just got to be on the same page here. We just need six.
You guys got this. All right. David and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up start now.
Anime is a type of this, a Saturday morning
cartoon.
Yes. This is the country in which it originates from.
Japan?
Yes. This is Ash and a Bulbasaurus.
Sonic?
What's Pikachu are all part of this one.
Pokemon.
Yes. She's a very pretty, famous anime character. A lot of people cosplay as her.
I don't know.
Okay, let's pass. I don't know what that means. This is a very popular soup that people like to eat with really long noodles.
Ramen?
Yes. I have no idea what that has to do with anime, but this is a drink with little bubbles in it.
Boba?
Yes. This is another... I'm going to pass on this one. This is a character from Pokemon. I just mentioned it. He's yellow.
Pikachu?
Yes! Nice. Oh my gosh! We got it, David! Woo!
Awesome.
Oh my goodness. That was so close. But yeah, we hung in there and got it. Congratulations, David. A $100 gift card for you to Smart and Final. That will certainly come in handy. I passed on a bunch of things. I didn't know. Well, Sailor Moon, that's the character, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen her before. I just don't know a lot about her. Dragon Ball Z, I passed on. What was that?
Manga.
Manga? What
yes.
is that? I don't know what that is.
That's the actual book of anime.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't
oh
know much God. Either, but.
I was going to be like, it's like a fruit, but it doesn't end with an O. I didn't know what to say. I'm so sorry. I'm not familiar with that, but it didn't matter. And we are going to have another edition of Heads Up for you coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to give away Stevie Nicks tickets for that. I had mentioned maybe that was for the Mega Minute. No, Legoland tickets for the Mega Minute. So a lot of winning on the way. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Okay, I have a theory and I need to know if I'm right or if I'm just being dramatic. Does your job have like a trick of the trade? Maybe it's a trick that you use to get more sales and people don't realize they're being tricked. Or maybe it's a trick you use to get people to choose something else instead of what they originally want. I'm convinced personal trainers have little tricks that they're pulling on us during workouts. So this past weekend, I went and worked out with my trainer, and he's like the nicest guy ever. I really love working out with him, and he pushes me, and he thinks I'm stronger than I am, and that makes me like feel good about myself. But like he'll say, okay, we're going to do this, and I need you to do 15 reps of this, and he'll show me how to do it properly, the proper form and everything, and I'm like, okay, I got this. So I start counting in my head. I'm like, okay, one, 2, 3. So I get to 15 and I just like stop and I look at him. He's like, you're 12, 3 more. I'm like, no, I counted. I literally was just counting. I did 15. He's like, you're 12, 3 more. I'm like, this is all a scam. This is a scam. This is one of your tricks. Because I'm not going to try to cheat myself. I'm literally paying to be here. So why would I try to cheat myself out of 3 reps? You're doing this, so I do 18. Like, I think that is a trick of the trade. It's a personal trainer mind game. Does anyone want to confirm this? Maybe you're a trainer. And you're like, yeah, maybe that's a way we get you to do a few extra more reps or something. And is there any other job that where you have stuff like this, where it's a sneaky thing that people in your profession do that outsiders have no clue about? 702-364-9400.
I did something a little similar like this.
Really?
Yes. So I used to be a hip hop coach for middle school kids. And before we would learn a routine, we would stretch and we would do conditioning. And one of the things I would make the kids do is planks. So I would have them go on their elbows and I would say, all right, 30 seconds on the clock. Your guys' time starts now. I'll have a little stopwatch. And then I'm like, they're like, oh, you can hear them in pain. Oh my God, come on, coach, hurry. And by the time 30 seconds comes up, I'm like, 5 more seconds. And they're like, what? We're counting. It's 30. I'm like, no, 5 more seconds. Come on, hold it. And then when that 5 seconds was up, I'll be like, oh, nope, Susie dropped her hips. 5 more seconds.
You are a gaslighter.
I am in the
what
most greatest way.
What are you doing? I mean, this should not be allowed. Here we are struggling, trying to do our best, doing what you told us to do. And then you like push us for a little bit more by lying to us.
It's a mindset. It is. It's not to trick you. It's to think that you're, you know, I only did 30 seconds, but really you did 40.
But we don't know we did 40. So it's not like we have something we can be proud of. Like he's telling me I did 15. I'm like, no, I didn't. You just made me do 18 now.
Okay.
Because I did those extra ones.
Would you rather have me say you have 40 seconds to do planks or 30, but really give you 40?
Say that again.
Okay. So let's say I was like, okay, then we're going to do 40 seconds of planks versus really telling you 30, but really doing 40. You see the trick that I'm trying to tell you?
So we think that we... I want to know I did 40. I want to know I did 40. Like, okay. I did it longer than I can. So, but, like, say, hey, let's do 30 seconds. But if you can go to 40, wow, you were something else.
So you rather me be honest with you than tell you and trick you to do more?
Yes, I don't like the tricks. Okay. I don't like the tricks. We're getting some texts here. I'm a hairstylist. And when I tell someone I'm just going to take off half an inch, you're probably losing at least 2 inches.
No, that's a trick that
That is messed up. This one says, I am a nurse. If I tell someone they're going to feel a little pinch, that means basically a spear is about to go through your arm.
That is so true. That is so true. I got a shot the other day and I got a headshot. It's just going to be a little pinch, honey. No, it was not.
A spear.
Like, a spear.
Oh my gosh, I got to keep that in mind now. Like, no, no, we're not doing this. No spears in the arm.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
You know how they're doing that Facebook antitrust trial thing right now?
Yeah.
Something really interesting came out of this. I wasn't really paying attention to it, but I saw that Meta's, like, this ongoing trial found that Mark Zuckerberg, he said when he was on the stand that he once considered deleting all of your Facebook friends and making everyone start over from scratch.
No.
Yeah. He said that the idea came to them in 2022 because the whole social aspect of Facebook was just declining. And the thinking was that this would encourage people to reconnect with Facebook and they would rebuild their social connections. It wouldn't have been the end of the world, I mean, to re-add your close friends and family members, but it might have been difficult to reconnect with, you know, some random person that you met at some party 5 years ago and then you Facebook friended him and then you're still friends to this day. Like, I have most of my Facebook friends I don't know, honestly.
Really?
I don't know a lot of them. And like, I saw this guy post something the other day and I'm like, man, he really looks familiar. How do I know this guy? The name was not ringing a bell. And he was a groomsman in a wedding that I was a bridesmaid in.
Oh.
And that's how we friended then, and I never saw him since. Like, never. But he's doing very well in Washington.
Well, we're glad.
He's thriving.
But don't you think that if that really happened, let's say that to go back to Facebook, Mark really went, deleted all of your friends, would you really go back and refriend everybody?
I don't think I would be able to. I don't know all the people I'm friends with.
Or start over in general.
Yeah, I would reconnect with my family members, especially my older family members, because they're the ones that use Facebook the most. That's like literally how I kind of keep in touch with them. I would connect with like, you know, you and my coworkers, stuff like that. And yeah, my friends, but it wouldn't be near the connections I have now, would you?
I would be lazy and just delete my account.
Yeah, it might be a little easier. It's not like there's a billion other social media websites that you could go to and see your friends. So that I thought was really interesting. Also this morning, do you remember in 2020, we had a shortage of what? What was the big shortage?
Toilet paper.
Yes, toilet paper. In 2022, it was sriracha. And last year, and actually every holiday season, Christmas tree shortages, right? So now the New York Post is saying there is a new shortage that we all have to be aware of. And that is a shortage of cousins.
Cousins? Like family members?
Yeah. Like the kids that you had to hang out with when you were growing up with. Yeah. The idea is that millennial parents are not having as many kids as they were around growing up. And there's actual data on declining birth rates. And the idea is going viral because I guess this TikTok female millennial talks about the issue. And she says that when she and everyone she knows was growing up, there were countless cousins around. And now her friends have two cousins on one side and three on the other. And that is it. She says it's just so different.
I can see that because, I mean, my mom's side, I can't even tell you how many cousins I have. My dad's side, I only have one cousin. But I'm thinking about my generation and the Gen Zers. It's as if, like, people are only having maybe one kid, maybe two kids, no more than three.
Yeah.
But back in the day, it was like five kids, six kids. So that, of course, accumulates to more cousins.
I think about, like, growing up, I was always playing with my cousins when we were together. Like, it was one of my fondest memories, is just all the great times I had with my cousins. So now I have two kids. My brother has two kids, one on the way. My girls and his son and daughter, they've met each other three times, four times maybe. Like, they don't really know each other.
They don't really have a relationship
at all. My sister doesn't have kids. My other brother doesn't have kids.
Oh,
so yeah,
God.
There's like no cousins.
Why does this make me sad?
I know. You have to have the cousin experience.
Yes.
Does anyone else have that? Like, if you have kids, do they have a bunch of cousins like maybe you had growing up? I'm really curious to see like how that is. It's just crazy. Some people are texting. This one says it's too expensive now to have a family of seven cousins. People can't afford it. Yeah, that's true. It's a totally different time. Finally, this morning, just a reminder, speeding, never legal. Okay. Even in an emergency, even if you're running late for your own wedding, the police in Florida pulled over a vehicle this past Friday. It was flying down the road. 105 miles per hour in a 45.
Oof.
So the male driver said they were on their way to a wedding. And when the cop asked whose wedding it was, the female passenger said, mine. And yes, she was wearing a wedding gown. The cop asked what time the wedding was, and she said 2:30. The officer pointed out she was already 15 minutes late for her wedding. He said he'd let them get on their way, but only after he wrote them a ticket and assigned them a court date. Even a wedding's not going to get you out of it.
That savage cop didn't care that it was their wedding day. Oh, I mean, I get it. I know that's you're breaking the law, but it doesn't matter what day it is. You're going
to
get a ticket.
Oh, well, I just, you know, that cop went back to the station, was bragging like, I just gave a bride a ticket. Yeah.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's do this. It's Minden Thursdays, and Mara, you are caller 20. How you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Good. You ready to do this? We have a $400 diamond pendant up for grabs from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Just got to guess the song faster than I can. You know you've got it in you, Mara. You ready to do it?
I'm so ready.
Okay, yes. Let's do it. I'm out of the studio. I'm leaving. I'm going to leave you in good hands with Steph and Ramon. And when I come back, we'll see how this goes. Okay, good luck. Bye, Mercedes.
Thank you.
She's leaving the studio. I have faith in Mara today. I don't know what it is, but I got it. Okay, so Mara, this is how the game works. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. And once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, very loud into your phone. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you say got it. No hemming and hawing. You got to say something, okay?
All right.
All right, Mara, the next sound that you hear is the song. And that song, it starts now. That's 20 seconds, Mara. Anything?
I got nothing.
Really? Nothing? All right. I got
Oh, my gosh.
No clues? No hints?
No, I really don't. It's an old song. I know.
Okay. Okay, no worries. We're bringing Mercedes back. Mercedes is coming in. Mara, what are you? You said you're, what part of town are you in right now?
Just driving through downtown traffic.
Downtown traffic. Terrible. Oh, we love that, don't we? All right, Mercedes is back.
Hello.
Hi.
I am back.
All right. Let's do this. The next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh, God. Got it. Oh, I think it's Strike It Up, and I think the group is Black Box.
Final answer?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. You stop the clock at 4.2 seconds.
Ooh.
And you're correct.
Okay.
Strike It Up by Black Box. Although, Mara, she went the full 20 and didn't know it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mara. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
That is really a tough one. Not going to lie. I was more guessing than I was giving an answer on that one. But, okay, that means tomorrow morning, same time, we now have a $425 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers up for grabs. But right now, let's play it. Strike It Up. Black Box, it's on. Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It is time for Say What with Steph.
Yeah.
Steph goes to a local elementary school and talks to the kids and gets some really good insight on the way they think, the things they observe. And where did you go this week?
So I went up to Sky Canyon and I interviewed 3 second graders in Miss Gifford's class at Kenneth Diffich Elementary School. And today's a special one because one of those kids I interviewed is Ramon's son.
Oh, I hope he spilled all the tea on you, Ramon. I hope he talked all about the crazy things you do at home.
I am so nervous right now. You don't even know.
Are you really? You should be because the answers, they're great.
Oh, I cannot wait. Okay.
So this is how it works. I ask them a few questions and then I ask them like what's their favorite subject in school. Get a little bit of information from the kid. And then I want you to finish what they have to say, what you think they're going to answer. Okay.
All right.
So first of all, we got to start off with, can I get a say what?
Say what?
Mercedes and Ramon, can I get a say what?
Say what?
Mercedes, let's start off with you.
Okay.
Kid number one, here she is.
My name is Lucy and I'm 8 years old.
Lucy, what is your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school is reading.
Lucy, if you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
Oh, Lucy sounds adorable. I think Lucy is like a puppy girl. I think Lucy wants to be a puppy because they're cute and they're cuddly.
Okay.
That's my answer.
I like that answer based off of what you think of Lucy. Here's what she had to say.
If I could be any animal, I would be tortoise because they're like slow and they get to do like... they don't really have to do anything.
Oh, girl, she is my spirit animal. They're slow and they don't have to do anything. I love that answer, Lucy. Keep that. That's all. It's all about patience, you know? I think that's her way of saying she's a patient person.
I think they actually have a tortoise at their school, right?
A school tortoise named Puck.
Oh, I love that. Lucy's adorable.
Yes. Okay, Mercedes, I'm going to give you the second one because we're going to save the best for last. Okay.
Okay? Oh, here, I get the worst.
You know, the second best. Here is kid number two.
My name is Jay Voss and I am 8 years old.
Jay Voss, what is your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school is math.
If you had to be on a singing contest show, what song would you sing?
Oh, gosh. I got to pick something that Jen Alpha likes.
Jen Alpha. She likes math. I'll also give you another hint about her. She loves to dance hip hop.
Okay. So we're going to go on like the hip hop side of things. I'm going to say that she wants to sing something by Glorilla.
Glorilla.
Wow.
All right. This is what Jade has to say.
I would sing Numb by Marshmello.
Can you give us a little sample of like how the song goes?
I want to get numb and forget where I'm from, because looking in your eyes like looking at the sun.
I feel like you threw me off with the whole hip-hop thing. I think that was a ruse. You tried to get me to go in one direction. I was going to say Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, and then you made me go hip-hop.
I did. I wanted to see what you would come up with.
Okay. I am not good with Lucy and Jade, but you guys are both adorable, and thank you so much for doing that. That's so cute.
Okay, Ramon, here's your son. I didn't ask any information about him because he's your son.
Oh, man.
So let's just go in, and here is your son.
My name is Ramon the Fourth, and I am 8 years old.
Ramon, what do you think your dad does for work?
Okay, first of all, the fact I had no idea your son's name was Ramon the Fourth. I had no idea. I don't know why I thought your son's name was. You never really said your son's name. I didn't know he's the Fourth. That's amazing.
We call him Fourth as his nickname. I have IV tatted as well.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Okay.
What do you think that he thinks you do for a living here at the radio station?
I think I talk on the radio. Okay. Pretty simple.
Okay, this is what he had to say.
I think he answers calls and I think they call him if they want to play something or something.
Oh, smart kid. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of what you do. Absolutely. Very observant.
Yeah. Not wrong.
Okay, here's question number two.
Who is more nice, your mom or your dad, and why?
Oh, that's not fair. Normally he would say both, but I'm going to say he said his mom is nice.
Yeah.
More nice.
Definitely mom.
I thought so too. Okay, here's what he had to say.
I think my... this is hard.
You can say your mom if you want to.
My dad, because he's funny and he buys me stuff.
And he's staring at me right now, giving me the evil eye. No, that's adorable.
Right?
Aw, look at you guys bonding, father-son bonding. Three and four going for it.
There you go. Yes, 3 and 4.
All right, here's the last question.
What is something embarrassing that your dad does?
Oh, this this could go so many ways. But I'm going to say when I tell him he has no riz in front of his friends in public.
Oh, that is so cold.
How could you do that in front of his girlfriend?
Oh,
he has a girlfriend? Oh, okay. Here's what your son had to say.
Something my dad embarrassing does is he farts really loud.
Oh. He totally called you out.
That's so true.
Oh, my gosh. And the fact that the whole class laughed at it.
Yes.
You could hear Lucy and Jade in the background bah.
So thanks, everybody, Miss Gifford's class at Kenneth Diffich. And thank you to your son. He was a really, really good sport at this whole thing.
Oh, man, so embarrassing. He got me.
Yeah, well, I mean, talk about not having riz. I do.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
April, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. You ready to play the Mega Minute?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. We've got a 4-pack of Legoland Resort Hopper tickets. This is going to be fun. You win these tickets, you are going. All you got to do is answer 10 questions in 60 seconds, and you get the tickets. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, April, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. Okay, April, the 60 seconds for the Mega Minute. It starts now.
Honey is which Disney character's favorite food? One more time? Yes. Mug and A&W are brands of what kind of soda?
Root beer.
Yes. In regards to the IRS, what did you need to do? What did you need to file on Tuesday?
File taxes.
Yes. On Easter, what kind of food do you typically hide and hunt for?
Eggs.
Yes. 113 years ago, which well-known ship crashed into an iceberg?
Titanic.
Yes. What is the technical term for a lie detector test?
Pass.
Susie Carmichael is a character from what cartoon?
Rugrats.
Yes. In the game of pool, the eight ball is traditionally what color?
Black.
Yes. In Harry Potter, which animal is the mascot for the Slytherin house?
Snake.
Yes. What letter is between the G and the J on a standard keyboard?
H.
Yes. What is the technical term for a lie detector test?
Oh, she. I think she got it
she
right
got
in time.
It!
She got it right in time. She did.
We are calling that a win. Yes! Congratulations, April. Congrats. Oh, my goodness.
This is
exciting. I think it took us all by surprise. But, yes, you said polygraph right before that buzzer went off, and you win. Four passes for you to go to Legoland, California. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who are you in the car with this morning?
My daughter, Sonnet.
Sonnet? Like a poem?
Yes.
What a beautiful name. I heard Sonnet screaming out some of the answers.
Me too.
So it was a team effort, you guys. You got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy. We are all, like, staring at each other like, wait, did that go through before the buzzer? And it did. That makes me so happy.
I was kind of out of breath there her, but so glad she got him.
That was amazing. Well, if you are wanting to win those Legoland passes, don't you worry. We have more. Another four-pack tomorrow morning, 7:30 with the Mega Minute.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Fans are not happy with Mr. Beast. Did you see the whole situation with his experience, so to speak? A lot of fans of Mr. Beast have been left very underwhelmed after they spent $1,000 on the Mr. Beast experience. It was a three-day event that was this past weekend over at Resorts World, and it was supposed to be immersive. They build it as unforgettable. And in emails, they're saying what the guests actually received on this. Now, Resorts World, they acknowledge that the expectations, they were definitely not met during this Mr. Beast experience, and said customers can expect full refunds within the next 3 to 5 days. Over the weekend, though, guests were told to anticipate a mystery gift sent to their hotel rooms, and they were asked to wait there until they received the package. So this is all very exciting. Some guests, they stayed in their rooms for more than a day, only to get a mystery bag with merch that was already available to the public and t-shirts that were like extra small, box of chocolates. Mr. Beast responded to some unhappy attendees on social media saying, hey, this definitely isn't the experience we'd hoped that they'd deliver. My team's already on it. I'd love to personally make it up to you and anyone else by inviting everyone affected to my tour to stop by the actual studio. So the money has been refunded, but it kind of reminds me of that Willy Wonka experience, remember?
Yes.
Where they were like, oh, you're gonna go into a world of fun and imagination. It's a Willy Wonka experience. And it's like this disgruntled Gen Z girl like standing there in a Oompa Loompa costume, like, why am I here?
Like, the decorations are all
so bad.
So with this Mr. Beast thing, okay, so the experience, was it really just to stay in their room and wait for a gift, and then the grand prize winner of $10,000 of some sort was supposed to happen?
No, they were supposed to go to different restaurants and have like
specifically like curated meals that Mr. Beast like approved and stuff. Like it was supposed to be a whole experience. And I think like the secret package was like info on where they got to go. And it,
like a scavenger hunt.
Kind of like that, but it definitely did not live up to expectations. That's for sure.
I heard there was a guy that waited in their room for 3 days.
That's so bad.
Did not leave.
So, so bad. Also this morning, you used to get in trouble if the teacher would catch you sleeping in school, and now it's an actual class. There's this new course at a high school in Mansfield, Ohio, and it's trying to teach kids how to get better sleep, like better quality sleep. It sounds kind of odd to say, but the principal says that the kids in high school, they didn't learn the skills to sleep. And so they're saying that you'd be shocked at how many students just don't know how to do it. So this class in Mansfield, they're doing this, and schools across the country are kind of watching to see how this does. Studies show teenagers are more sleep deprived than ever, and experts think it could be playing into a growing youth mental health crisis and other problems like plaguing schools, like behavioral issues, attendance issues, stuff like that. According to recent studies, teens are getting as little as 60% of the sleep that they need. Adolescents need between 8 and 10 hours of sleep a night.
I was going to refer to that. I remember being a kid, and I remember being always tired, or on the weekends, I would sleep in to like 11 a.m., 12 p.m.
Yeah, it's crazy. They so need smart. A lot. I mean, really, if you think about it, that's like a pivotal time. Your body is growing. Your hormones are going crazy.
Yeah.
But they say the average teen now gets like 6 hours of sleep. So
that's us.
I really want to see how this class goes, like how they're going to teach them to get more sleep and what they're going to have them do. All right. Finally, this morning, has your relationship lost the spark? 1 in 4 Americans say they are currently in a relationship rut. This survey shows that Americans in serious relationships, they explored the highs and the lows of love, and they found that 26% currently believe that their partnership needs some rejuvenation. 34% admit that they've previously faced a relationship rut, and the survey looked at some of the common signs people need to reignite that spark with their partner. Some of those indicators are there's fewer romantic gestures or moments between the two of you, less passionate, less fun time together, boredom in the bedroom, and just a lack of conversation in general. A lot of couples, I was surprised, 24% say they find themselves daydreaming about other people or partners.
No. Oh. I mean, is that technically cheating, though?
I mean, I think you're entitled to daydream. I don't think that's cheating.
It's me and Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah, exactly. Like, is that going to really happen? I mean, I don't know. I saw that Christmas movie that he was in over the holidays.
Hello.
I mean, what was it?
Was like, it Hot Frosty or was another one?
No, Hot Frosty was the other one. He was in the one where they were all strippers.
The really Christmas. Bad one, right? You did not like
it. I hated that one.
What was it called?
Oh. He was the only redeeming factor in that one.
The Merry Gentleman.
Oh my gosh, it was such a bad movie. The only one worse that I saw that was the one with Jack Black. Was it called Dear Santa? Did you see that?
Oh, Ramon, did you watch that movie with Jack Black? What was it called again?
Dear Santa, correct.
Oh my gosh. I think I've described this to you. It was about this kid, and he's dyslexic. So he writes a letter to Santa, but he misspells Santa, and he spells it Satan. And so the letter goes to Satan instead of...
This is a Christmas movie.
So Satan...
Is Jack Black Satan?
Yes. So he comes to see this boy, and he tries to pretend he's Santa. The kid is so cute, totally believes him, and it, like, almost befriends Satan thinking he's Santa. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. Did you like that movie, Ramon?
Awful. Are you kidding me?
It was so bad.
It became background noise pretty quick.
Okay, I have the two movies that I know Jack Black has done recently. Would you rather watch Jack Black in Minecraft, or would you watch Jack Black in Dear Santa?
Oh, Minecraft. 100%.
Okay.
I didn't see Minecraft, but I think I'd rather see that one before. Yeah. I'm looking. It got a 24% on Rotten Tomatoes. That tells you how great
it was.
Yeah, that's really. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Did you guys see the story about the dog named Atreyu and the terrible thing that happened to him on Monday?
Yeah.
Metro, they're asking for help in identifying a man. He was caught on video and he did something absolutely heartbreaking, inexcusable. He threw this small dog into a dumpster and it happened near Jones and Cheyenne. According to investigators, the man, who he was shirtless, he was wearing red shorts, he got out of his car, he grabbed Atreyu by the neck and forcefully tossed it into a dumpster. And just when you think it couldn't get any worse, he drives off, he makes a U-turn, he comes back, and he closes the lid. Like, he really wanted to make sure that the dog was trapped in there. Now, thankfully, a neighbor found the dog the next day, but Atreyu was in that dumpster for 24 hours. Mm. They say that the dog is recovering, is doing okay, but I'm sorry. There is zero excuse for what this animal had to endure.
I saw the video, and not only was I upset and just, why would anyone think or dare to do something like this, but it's like, animals, they deserve so much love. They are, to my opinion, sometimes better than humans. And what is going on so bad in your life to take it out on a dog is my thing.
I don't care what that dog did, honestly. Like, to throw it in a dumpster like that. And this comes as Nevada lawmakers are revisiting something called Reba's Law, which you may have heard of, which is, it's meant to strengthen penalties for animal cruelty. And after seeing something like this, yeah, we need it. What do you think a penalty should be for something like this? Do you think, you know, jail time, major fines? I think you should be banned from ever owning a pet again, mm-hmm. like, for sure. But because I hear stories like this and I think, like, whatever we're doing now, it's clearly not enough. So if you were in charge, what would you do? 702-364-9400. Just with the Reba's Law, it's named after Reba, who was that English bulldog who was literally sealed inside a plastic tub during our 110 degree heat wave. Mm-mm. And she was found alive, but she died just days later after suffering from heat stroke and shock. I mean, can you even imagine the cruelty and the suffering with something like that?
And allegedly, the people that got found the suspects are they're potentially getting only 1 to 4 years of jail time. Potentially.
Do you think that's enough?
To me, no.
What do you think it should be? And what does everyone think? 702-364-9400. What kind of penalties do you think people should get for animal cruelty?
I'm a huge animal lover. In my opinion, maybe people think this is too harsh, but for me, I think these people deserve life in prison. I think they deserve life in prison because it shows that obviously they have some psychological things going on, but also with the we question these things when it comes to humans. We question these things when maybe a murder's happened with humans. But why can't we do the same thing with animals? And to me, I think that we should be treating the same thing to animals with this time, with life in prison.
With Reba's Law, the Nevada Assembly, they moved to revive the bill. It missed the Friday deadline to move out of committee, and so they granted this exemption to keep the bill alive, and it advanced on from a unanimous vote. So now it's going to go to the full assembly, where it's going to be considered for passage. From there, the Senate has to approve it before it can become a law. But just thinking about that and what this Reba had to endure, what Atreyu had to endure, and the Nevada Pet Rescue, they have been involved in both cases. And it would be great to talk to someone from there and get their take on this and just what should happen. Right now, let's take some of your calls. 702-364-9400. Hey, Jessica, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think we should throw him in the trash, too, and make sure he hits his head so that he has, like, permanent brain damage or something. And then put the lid and make sure it's, like, on like a Reba day where it's like 120 degrees outside for 2 days and let him, fester. And I also agree with Seth, life in prison.
A lot of people are kind of on that same
wavelength as you, Jessica, as far as an eye for an eye. That's what I'm seeing here on the text line, 702-364-9400. This one says, if you hurt a dog, you're going to be punished the same way, plus jail time. This one says 10 years in prison for the Reba case, or be prosecuted as injury caused to humans. This one says, I would 86 them from my city. Like, just, you're out of here. This one says, this one's from Melissa. She says, I believe that any crime done against a child, the penalty should be the same as our beloved animals, because like children, our animals trust us, rely on us, and are helpless to defend themselves. So the penalty should be just as if you hurt a child. Jessica, thank you. Let's talk to Alexis. Alexis, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning.
What's your take?
I honestly think the same thing should happen to them, what they choose to do to these animals. It's just not right.
It's so disheartening seeing this. And of course, you know, that'll never happen. Like, we're never going to be able to throw a guy in the dumpster and do that. Let's be so for real. But it's like, what can you do to show, like, this will not be tolerated?
It's not. I mean, thank God for the person that found Atreyu. And obviously with poor Reba, I mean, I know our city still hasn't moved on from that. We're all animal lovers here. We have animals at home, and I can only imagine looking at them and that happening to them. Like, it's just not fair.
Yeah, it really
is. We're their words.
We're their protection. And I totally understand and agree with what you're saying. We're going to take some more of your calls. What do you think the punishment should be for something like this? And we are going to get on someone from the Vegas Pet Rescue Project. They are the ones that were involved in the Reba case, and they were the ones that went and helped Atreyu when Atreyu was found in the dumpster. We're going to get their perspective, see what they think. All of that and your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We are talking about the horrifying story of Atreyu, the little animal, the little dog. He looks like he was a Chihuahua mix that was thrown into a dumpster. They're currently trying to find the man who did it. They got video of it happening. And we're talking about Reba's Law and what kind of punishment people that commit animal cruelty should get. Let's talk to Joanna. Joanna, good morning. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely atrocious. I think that it's a loss of life, whether it be an animal or a human, it's a loss of life. And I think minimum people should receive 10 years, which I know that's harsh, but maybe it would make people second think, like, hey, maybe we shouldn't do this, which is sad that it would require that, but we need to get people out of their ass. Sorry, but and be realistic. This is a loss of life.
No, I really agree with you. I think 10 years minimum is actually very I think that should be the minimum. I think that is, even that might be a little too little time, but it's just horrifying to see. And even if they didn't lose their life, like Atreyu, who luckily is still alive and is doing well, there needs to be a more severe punishment. Rochelle, good morning. What do you think?
I think that they should be branded child abusers, animal abusers, rapists. They should have some sort of symbol or brand that we all know that is on your right hand. So if you have to buy something, pump gas, interact in any way, we all know what you are, besides a fine and some jail time.
Well, I totally get what you're saying, and it would be good to be able to recognize those people. I mean, obviously, I think that would fall under the cruel and unusual punishment, but it's hard to say, oh, this is too cruel when they've done something so cruel. You know what I mean?
Right. It's an eye for an eye, but I can't lock a human in a bin 115 degrees, but at least I know if I see that mark, I'm not going to sell you a dog, and I'm not going to let my child around you.
Maybe there should be background checks for people that get animals. Maybe that's something we should look into. It would be very restrictive, but would that ensure that they're going to a good home? Rochelle, thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Lindsay here. I've been very excited to talk to Lindsay. Lindsay is a volunteer at the Vegas Pet Rescue Project. And first of all, thanks for coming on the show this morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Good, good, good. No problem. Thank you guys so much for having us.
So you were involved, you and the organization were both involved with Reba and her situation, and now with Atreyu. Just talking about what recently happened with Atreyu, can you tell us like how that all went down?
So, I mean, as we know, Reba became like a national story. She went rapid throughout this community, and I would say that you can't go anywhere without knowing about Reba. And so what happened actually was the individuals who opened the dumpster to throw out trash and saw the dog in there was like, this is reminding me of Reba. So they actually reached out to our organization, and I actually was the one who picked Atreyu up and took him over to our vet. And it's just full circle, as it's just connecting to the same thing. And the ink wasn't even dry on Reba's Law being revived for this dog to be put in that dumpster.
Just horrifying. And how is Atreyu doing now?
I mean, you can tell he's going to definitely have a fear of men. He was way more comfortable with me. But other than shaking and obviously clearly like traumatized, it's like, hey, why was I in this bin?
Yeah.
He seems to be doing okay.
With the Vegas Pet Rescue Project, tell us what your general mission is here in Las Vegas.
Our general mission here in Las Vegas is to fight against animal abuse, the neglected animals here in Las Vegas, and save the ones with no voice. We really take on a lot of the medical cases of dogs that have been given up or abandoned at the animal shelter that really have no chance and get a date put on their life. So those are really pull at us because it's just somebody that didn't want to take care of them. So we really pull those, and we pull with the community to be able to get those done and get them adopted and into loving homes.
A lot of people have been calling in this morning talking about what kind of punishment do you give to people who commit animal cruelty? What's your take on something like that? You're in the middle of this. You see what is happening to some of these animals.
Yeah, so I heard all of them. And I'm going to say you combine them all together. I think that, you know, if the community could get their way and have that person in a cage, that should be one way of being able to settle it. But obviously stricter jail time. 1 to 4 years is not enough, as we see with Reba's case, which will be tried in June. I definitely agree with 10 years, but would I also agree with life? Absolutely.
We're getting a lot of calls, Lindsay. We're talking to Lindsay Pinnafil, who is with the Vegas Pet Rescue Project. We're getting a lot of calls and texts here about Atreyu and asking what the future is for Atreyu. Some people are interested in possibly giving a home to Atreyu. What is the situation with him right now?
So what will happen with Atreyu is he will move into a foster home with one of our fosters. And from there, what happens is we like to get to know the dog. So we get to know everything about them, whether they're good with other dogs, whether they're not good with males, whether not good with kids. So this way we can get to know him and then find the appropriate home to adopt him out to.
Okay. So people that are wanting to give a good home to Atreyu, we got to give it a little bit of time. And the poor thing, you said he's still kind of shaken up. But other than that, health-wise, is he's going to be okay?
Yeah, he's a wonderful dog. He was already super sweet. It was just he was obviously clearly shaken up and afraid.
Oh, well, Lindsay, thank you for what you do, what all the people do over at Vegas Pet Rescue Project. You know, if there's ever anything that we can do for you, you've got a bunch of pet lovers over here, and we would love to help out. So please stay in touch with us and keep us posted on Atreyu, okay?
Absolutely. And I mean, it's really, I will say that this community is the reason why Reba's Law is actually back.
Yeah.
And has a fighting chance. And I will say it's Melissa Hardy. She is the one who sponsored that bill. And if it wasn't for her, this bill wouldn't even been put in front of the committee. So I also think that, you know, raised in Vegas, I absolutely love her sharing our stories and putting this out there and putting it on blast because we need a bigger voice.
Yeah, and that's our coworker Heather Collins
know,
who does that.
Her.
Yeah, she's fantastic, and yes, she definitely is a big pet lover too. And we are so proud of her for putting that out there. Thank you, Lindsay, for taking the time to talk to us this morning. For everyone that called in, we will definitely keep you posted on this story. It's a big one,
yeah.
And it's good to see that this one is going to have a happy ending. You know what
I mean? I hope so. Yeah. I think so, too.
All right. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, or let's actually do it right now. It's time. Let's get you some tickets, right? It's time to play Heads Up. And we have your tickets to see Stevie Nicks. A lot of people have been calling about these tickets, and Stevie Nicks is coming to the T-Mobile Arena on October 11th. If you want to go, now's your chance with Heads Up. Caller 20, you get to play. You get to pick your category. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20 is in, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant, Kayla, your caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I am, yes.
Let's do it. We've got these Stevie Nicks tickets for you. She is coming to town. T-Mobile Arena, October 11th. You are in when you win Heads Up. Just pick a category. Do you want to go with Talk Flipper to Me, Sky's the Limit, or I'm Loving It?
I'm loving it.
It is McDonald's Day was on Tuesday. So these are all things that are associated with McDonald's. Okay.
Okay.
I think we'll get this. McDonald's was my favorite restaurant when I was a kid. Yes. I mean, who didn't love McDonald's? So we're going to get this. We just need to get six in 60 seconds.
All right, Kayla. All right. And Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
This is two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame.
Big Mac.
Yes. This is the what you would order as a kid. It came in a box. And
a Happy Meal?
Yes. This is an ice cream treat mixed with like Oreos.
A McFlurry.
Yes. If you want to go in to eat, you might go through this.
The drive-thru.
Yes. This is what I would always get in my Happy Meals. Not a hamburger, but I would get these and dip them.
Chicken nuggets? McNuggets?
Yes, McNuggets. This is where you would go if you were a kid and climb in things. It was
Play Place?
Yes!
Wow! Nice.
A true Yay! McDonald's aficionado right here. It's Kayla, everyone. Congratulations!
Thank you.
You just got yourself a pair of tickets to see Stevie Nicks. Wow, this is huge. Awesome. That show at the T-Mobile Arena on October 11th. Congratulations. And more tickets for you. We've got another pair of these tickets. We actually have two more pair of these tickets, and we'll give them away tomorrow morning. Make sure you're listening. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This is so cool. Clark County just officially declared a section east of the Strip as Filipino Town in honor of our amazing local Filipino community. It's actually believed to be the first officially recognized Filipino cultural district in the entire country, which is absolutely huge. This comes after Little Ethiopia was named a cultural district last year. So Vegas is really showing love to the communities that help shape this city.
As a proud Filipina, this is awesome. I mean, just seeing this in the news, us Filipinos, we're so proud to be Filipino that I think people forget I'm also half Mexican.
Right.
But I think this is going to be so cool. I love everything about the culture. And I think just having that little sign that says Filipino Town, welcome to Filipino Town.
Yeah,
really cool.
It's going to cover a 1.2 mile stretch along Maryland Parkway between Desert Inn and Flamingo. And if you know that area, it's like by the Boulevard Mall. The whole corner is already like a total vibe. There's tons of Filipino-owned businesses and restaurants and markets. And the resolution says that the district will help preserve and celebrate the culture, food, religion, and traditions of the Filipino people who have made Clark County home. And I just love that. Inaugural celebrations are already in the works, so we'll keep an eye on those too.
I can't wait. Keep us posted. I'll be there at the grand opening of the sign.
Yeah. So is there something that when we visit Filipino Town, we should go and try, like a certain dish that is like the must-have dish?
For me, my favorite Filipino dish of all time is pork sinigang. It's a soup. It's tamarind based. It has vegetables and it's served with white rice. But if you're not a soup person, I also recommend the beef skewers, the lumpia, There's this this dish called caldereta, which is a meat and potato. If you're a meat and potato person, I can go on and on
there's
about the
Philippines. There's just so much to try. It's going to be like multiple trips to Filipino
Yes,
town.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you've all heard of the 5-second rule, right? It says if you drop something on the ground, as long as you pick it up within 5 seconds, it's totally fine to eat. Well, a microbiologist on TikTok just put that rule to the test. He put a petri dish on the ground for various time limits ranging from 0 seconds to 1 minute and then cultivated the samples to see what developed bacteria. In his experiment, every single sample had evidence of microbial growth showing that no amount of floor time is safe when it comes to contamination. And now the samples didn't all come back the same, but they did not trend worse the longer they've been on the floor. So the 5-second dish had about the same amount of microbes as the sample that was left on the floor for 1 minute.
Really?
Yeah. But it all had stuff. So just proof that there's no such thing as a 5-second rule. Once it's been dropped, it has been contaminated.
Let's be honest. We've all done it. We've all dropped
it. Oh, gosh. I've done it several times. Right. And honestly, after this, I'll probably still do it. That's
such, I mean, I just thought of it. I think I did it like a couple days ago. I dropped something while cooking. I was like, drop it, get it on the floor, eat it, or give it to Momo.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count, though, if you blow off the germs, does it?
No, it all goes away.
Okay, I'll go, wipe it on my pants or something. Like, oh, that's got to take care of it.
Yeah, we're fine. We're still living.
Finally, this morning, is there in your mind such thing as the perfect day? If so, that definition's probably going to vary from person to person, but researchers have analyzed data, and they found that how people kind of classify their perfect day can be it can be kind of broken up into various activities, which includes everything from spending time to family with family and friends to how long you doom scroll on your phone. So they paid close attention to what people considered their better than typical day, and they looked at how much time was spent doing those ideal activities. And here it is. Researchers believe that to have a perfect day, you should spend 6 hours of quality time with your family. That should be followed then by 2 hours with your friends.
Wait, hold on. You said 6 hours?
6 hours.
With family?
With family.
Oh, okay.
2 hours with friends. After that, people should spend about an hour and a half socializing. This sounds like my nightmare day right now. This is not my dream day. This is social. Okay. Experts think that 2 hours of exercising will help add to your perfect day. But
2 hours of exercise?
Yeah, yeah. Only 1 hour should be spent eating and drinking. This is terrible.
Wait, where's the nap in this day?
Hold on, let's see. Have a six-hour work day with only a 15-minute commute and indulge in only 1 hour of screen time. Yet there's no nap in this.
Mm-mm, if there's no nap, it's not a perfect day for me.
I think this must have been like the wrong one. This has got to be the nightmare day. Don't you think?
Yes.
6 hours with your family, like, no nap, and only 1 hour eating.
Nah, I'm good. I'll pass on this perfect day.
I think you and I should cultivate our perfect day. It would be like, wake up, chat on the radio, take a nap, eat, go back to bed.
Love
basically
it. Perfect.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Is there a sound that just boom hits you in the heart, like no matter where you are or when you hear it, it immediately makes you emotional? For me, it's two things. It's bagpipes. If I hear bagpipes playing, I don't know. I get like kind of sad. And then the other one is mariachi. If I hear a mariachi band play, I lose it. I don't know. It brings back like nostalgia for me. My grandparents listening to this music and just going to family functions where there was like a mariachi band, and It just hits me in the heart. And I was talking to a friend about this the other day, and she told me about a sound that gets her. And she's like, I guarantee when you hear this, it will get you too. And I'll tell you what that is in just a second. But is there a sound or something that just immediately hits you right in the heart?
For me, on that same note of just nostalgia and my grandparents, whenever I hear harmonica playing, I don't know what, it takes me back to my childhood. And
harmonica?
My
did they play the harmonica?
My grandpa played the harmonica all the time.
Oh my gosh.
And it was one of those things, like, I know nobody that played the harmonica. I mean, it wasn't anything like a hobby or whatever. It was just my grandpa, he would play the harmonica. And every time I even saw a harmonica, I would get a little emotional.
Oh, what is the sound that gets you every time? Maybe it's a certain instrument. Maybe it's a song. Maybe it's like some random sound like a rain or your grandma's wind chimes or something. 702-364-9400. Ramon, is there one for you?
Oh, I do have one. And they are Kobe Bryant highlights. I don't have to be watching them. I can just hear them in instant tears. Like, I watched that new documentary on Max from CNN. Cried all three episodes.
You know what recently got me was when UConn won the women's championship and they had a chair for Gigi.
And
they showed clips of Kobe saying, they're like, where's she going to go to school? And he's like, she's got her heart set on UConn. She's going to go to UConn. And like him saying she is going to UConn, that just destroyed me.
There was when Luka got traded to the Lakers, and my husband, huge Lakers fan, huge Kobe fan, there was a clip of Luka and Kobe, I believe one of the last games Kobe ever saw, and they replayed it, and they didn't even need to say anything. The announcers didn't even need to say anything. You just instantly knew when Luka and Kobe hugged. It was that moment as if back then we didn't know it. It was as if he was passing the torch.
Oh, my gosh. It's heartbreaking.
I was in L.A. recently, and even looking at the statues, I got emotional.
Yeah. I don't want to get you guys more emotional here, but I got to play this for you. So I was talking to my friend about mariachi music and how it always gets me, and she was like, okay, if that gets you, do me a favor and listen to Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? And she played in her school orchestra, and she said, you have to go to the part where they have the French horn solo. And I'm like, well, where is that? Like, how do I find that? She's like, it's in like the second blah, blah, blah. It was a whole thing. So she sent me a video, and she's like, go to this part and just close your eyes and see what you feel. Okay.
Okay.
So I have it here for you guys. Okay. I was like, a French horn, Tchaikovsky. That's usually not my vibe.
Like ballet dancing, I feel.
I listened, and you guys, okay, here we go. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. I got chills when I heard this.
Why am I starting to feel emotional?
I know.
The way it raises, it like starts off slow and it feels like you're floating and it gets higher and higher.
My eyes are watering. I mean, it could be the wind, but
I was gonna say, are you good? Your allergies?
Oh my gosh. Oh, so beautiful.
What that about the drums good. And smooth?
Hey, that works too. I get a little emotional in a good way.
Okay.
It's Mix 94.1.